It's under the lights, the Reds. It is the second leg of the quarterfinal of the Champions League. Liverpool lead Benfica by 3-1. And on at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, we go again. I have got with me James Sutton, Harriet Pryor, Neil Atkinson. I'm Gareth Roberts. We've got Jamie Farr on as well, a Portuguese football expert, to let us know what's going on from their camp. But who cares what's going on from their camp, frankly? They are 11-1 to come to Anfield and win. And James, I think from what we saw from the first leg, we saw that Liverpool are far superior to Benfica. We should be out of sight already. And they were very lucky for it, that it was only 3-1.
They were very lucky indeed. Very, very, very lucky. Look, we go into it with, we hold all the cards, we hold all the aces. It'd be interesting to see what lineup we go with, because I think that'll dictate a lot of things. I watched your show with Mo. You guys mentioned it as well, talking about, you know, whether we come out all guns blazing, really, really go for it, have a really, really strong lineup, blow them out of the water first half, and then we can sort of relax, or whether you make a lot of changes, introduce, you know, some of the sort of more fringe players, fullbacks change, you know, up top changes, maybe bring in Milner, players like that, and sort of just try and sort of get through it in a really kind of pragmatic, sort of comfortable way, and you know, just don't concede any goals when we go through, which is kind of the side of the fence that I sit on, really. There is a sort of perverted side of me that kind of hopes for an early Benfica goal just for a little bit of excitement. No, I'm kidding. No, look, clean sheet. That's the aim of the game, I think, for me. Clean sheet.
Yeah, I mean, Darwin Nunes might have something to say about that, mate. I mean, he's absolutely slotting the goals left, right and centre. Hat-trick in Benfica's game the other night or the other day. But I don't know if you've seen that, Harry, but like they concede a quite comical goal at the other end. And I think this is the problem, that they might have a lad up front who's got 31 goals in 36 games and everyone's talking about him, and Klopp apparently fancies him. Said he was a good-looking lad in his press conference.
Taking it one step further.
But you know, that's all well and good. But at the back, they are gettable, attable. And Liverpool have got lads whoever's starting up front for the Reds, where you would fancy them to be carving out chances. And I just don't see Benfica keeping a clean sheet against this Liverpool side, whatever this Liverpool side is.